If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. Amen. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water and dieth of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me, who will contend with me. Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall wax old as garments, but the moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. As we look at this tonight and we preach this morning on where we stand, just asking the question of where we stand with the Lord. And we preached Wednesday night, if you weren't here, on not being only hearers of the Word, but being doers of the Word. By putting it into action, where the rubber meets the road. Amen. And we asked the question Wednesday night on what difference does it make? And why do we do what we do? Amen. Those are good questions we ought to ask ourselves. Why do we do it? And does it make a difference what we do? But I want to preach tonight for just a little bit. We preach this morning on where we stand. And I'd like to preach this evening for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on time to take that stand. Amen. Time to take that stand. As we look at Isaiah, and boy, what a blessing it is. If you go back to chapter 49, Isaiah 49 and verse 14, and the Bible says, but Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Now this is where this is what God's answering in chapter 50, because Zion, Jerusalem, Israel, they said, you know what? God, it just seems like God has forsaken us. So like God, he said, it's almost like God just divorced us and put us away for naught. So God answers them here in chapter 50 and verse 1. And it's almost like God's appointing them to a new beginning. You know what? I like new beginnings, don't you? Hey, man, I'm glad God gave me a new beginning, a fresh start, praise God, on the day he saved me. But I'm glad today, praise God, because I know him, because he's my Lord and my Savior. If I mess up, I can say, Lord God, forgive me, and he gives me a clean slate. He forgives us our sins, praise God, and what a blessing that is. But we see here the Lord has given us new beginning. He said, thus saith the Lord. So it's the Lord that's setting this up. It's the Lord that's explaining to him exactly why it seems like he's forgotten them. But it isn't, like I said this morning, it isn't that God's forgot them. It's that they have forgot God. Amen. He said, where's the bill of your mother's divorcement? Amen. Whom I have put away. So he asked the question here. He said, where's the bill of divorce? In other words, he said, where's that bill of a divorcement? He said, if I put you away, then he's got to, in order to put you away, I've got to have a bill of divorcement. See, that's the way it had to be. If you put away your wife in the Old Testament, I pray God, you had to have that bill of divorcement. He said, show it to me. He said, you said that I've forsaken you, that I've left you. Show me the bill. Amen. And they said, you know what? He said, but you, I didn't divorce you. And you can't, hey, pray God, that bill's not available because I never have left you. Amen. He said, I never have. He said, I've never put you away. He said, I haven't put you away. He said, I never put you away at all. Amen. He says, or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Now, this is almost laughable. When you think that this is God that's saying this, he says, which of my creditors have I sold you to? Amen. You got, that's laughable because God owes no man and he never will. Amen. God will never owe anybody anything. See, in the time of the day that we're talking about, if you owed a man money and it come time to pay and you couldn't pay him, Brother Rick, he could come and take your wife and your children as bond servants till you could pay. Or till they could work off that debt. And God's asking, he said, who? He said, you tell me, you shepherd, tell me where the creditor is that I owe. Amen. Hey, if they would have been something owed, praise God, hey, he would have paid it. Amen. I believe that's the time when he paid a debt he didn't owe. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. He said, or of which creditors is it to whom I have sold you? He said, behold up. He said, just pay attention here a minute. He said, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves. He said, hey, you think I've left you? You think I've sold you into bondage that I'll give you the credit? He said, hey, I never sold you, praise God. He said, you've sold yourself. He said, you sold yourself by your iniquity, by your sinfulness. Amen. He said, hey, what he's saying here, God said, I didn't leave you, you left me. I'm afraid a lot of times we try to blame God for a whole lot of things, don't we? Amen. He said, for your iniquities you have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Amen. See, as Brother Bill would say, we try to pack a lot off on God. Amen. We get out in sin and sinful. We do things that's wrong knowingly. Amen. And then we want to blame God because things ain't going right. Amen. We pack it off on God because of our sinfulness. Wouldn't it just be easier to do right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So he says, it wasn't me that did. He said, you did it to yourself. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of us today, a whole lot of our families and people that are doing it to themselves. Amen. And they'll say, well, I just don't understand. Well, what's there to understand? Praise God, right's right, wrong's wrong. Amen. Just decide what side you want to be on, praise God, and do right. Of course, it's never wrong to do right. He said, wherefore, when I came, there was no man. And when I called, there was none to answer. The Bible tells us here, and he also tells us in New Testament, that the Bible said that he came to his own, and his own received him not. He said, I come to you, I was trying to come to you. He said, you wouldn't receive me. Amen. Hey, he'll stand at the door and knock, but he won't force his way in. But praise God, if you'll just throw open that door with joy, amen, and gladness, glory to God, he'll come in, and the Bible said he'll sup with you and you with him. Glory to God, he'll just pull up to your table where you're at, amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good? Amen. Praise God. When we decide to take a stand, when we make a stand, say, you know what? I'm just going to just trust God. I'm going to allow God into my life. I want to ask you now, what are we afraid of? Why are we afraid to let God have control of our lives? Doesn't he know best? Amen. He knows what we need and he knows how to meet that need. So why are we afraid? Or a better question, what are we waiting on? You say, well, preacher, you know, I'm a living this life here, boy. It's pretty good. Really? Is it better than that life to come, that everlasting life that God has for us? that blessed promise, praise God, of a much better day. Amen. Hey, I wouldn't give one day of what I'm going to have in glory for everything this world has. Amen. It won't even compare to what we have down here. Amen. I told somebody several times this week, it's been mentioned, we'll be at that place and no more. There'll be no more pain or sorrow or sickness or death or dying, praise God. It'll be gone. No more sorrow forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if we turn our back on God, he said he came to his own. He said, have I no power to deliver? He said, my hand's shortened at all that I can't not redeem. Or have I no power to deliver? Amen. God said, have I been made weak in any way? See, I'm afraid if we ain't covered, we get thinking that God's not the God that he used to be. Huh? It's not God that ain't what he used to be. He's the same yesterday and forever. It's me and you that's pulled back from God. Amen. It's me and you that's chose the world over godliness. Amen. It's me and you that's pulled back. It's us that's strayed from the Lord. It's us that's trying to figure out how to do this on our own. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just need today to realize it's time to take a stand and figure out we can't stand without the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, behold, at my rebuke, I drive the seas. Now, I want you to just notice through this section right here, that it's God's power that we're seeing. Amen. Just to reiterate this again, that his strength hasn't relinquished any. He says, listen, he said, everything that I'm telling you here, he said, it's my power that does that. The magnificent power of a magnificent God. Amen. It makes the difference. Amen. The power of God to rebuke the sea, dry up the rivers. Amen. To get rid of the water. He said, no water and they die of thirst. And he goes on and he says, I clothe the heavens blackness and make sackcloth their covering. I got to think about this and I get to thinking about people that are in mourning. Amen. They're covered with blackness in mourning, in mourning, just wondering. And you know, when you get to mourning, you get to wondering, oh, why God? Why does this have to happen? Amen. And he said, I allow this to come so that you'll realize that there's a great and a mighty God that's even more powerful even than the sad times. Amen. He's one that's overcome everything, praise God, every obstacle that the devil and the world are throwing their way. Amen. He's already overcome it. Amen. And when we come out of the mourning, come out of the sadness, praise God, they's rejoicing. He's rejoicing in the morning. Amen. Praise God, you come out with a shout. Praise the Lord. Amen. He goes on in verse 4. Now here we pick up the servant. Amen. We pick up this servant, and this servant offers us encouragement. He said, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. Now this is the servant that's speaking. He said, he's given me a turn of love. He's allowed me to say things that God's given me that's important, that'll be a help to somebody. Amen. He said, I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awaketh morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. So here we see the servant, and the servant is saying, you know what? God has given me words of encouragement. Amen. God's given me words, amen, to those that are weary and beat down. He's given me those words of encouragement. Amen. Ain't you glad for those words of encouragement? That's what we ought to have, by the way. Amen. There's enough discouragement in the world to go around. But we ought to have some words of encouragement, praise God. We ought to strive and seek and desire to encourage and not discourage. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a sign over here on the Toyota place. They've always got these little witty sayings on their sign. It says on there this week, he said, some people are like clouds. It says, you're glad when they pass on by. Amen. Because they just overshadow and bring doom and gloom. And it's just that you're glad when they're gone because the sun shines again. Amen. He said, that's what the servant said. He said, I'm just glad that I can give you a word of encouragement. Praise the Lord. Amen. They pray, bless His holy name. He said, the Lord God hath mine own, opened mine own ears, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. He said that the servant said, you know what? God opened my ears. He allowed me to hear, praise God. He said, I wasn't rebellious. He said, I just went. He said, glory be God. He said, I just went with God. Amen. He said, I just chose to go with God. He said, I didn't turn back. He said, I didn't question God. Say, well, Lord, why? Amen. He said, I just went with God. Amen. I wasn't rebellious. I'm afraid sometimes we get rebellious on God. Don't we? Amen. And we wonder why, Lord. But praise God, I'm glad He said He wasn't rebellious and He didn't turn back. But now listen to what He says in verse 6. He said, I gave my back to the smiters. Who do you think's talking? Who do you think this servant is? Amen. It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A servant of the Most High God. Amen. He said, I gave my back to the smiters, my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. But now I got a hold of this today. Boy, about had me a spell. Even in this, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, all this happened, the smiters and the plucking His beard and the mocking and the spitting, amen, and the ridiculing and putting down, praise God. You said they did that to Jesus. No, I won't say, praise God, He put Himself in that situation. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I gave my back to the smiters. He had full control of the situation. Amen. Jesus Christ had full control of the situation the whole time. Amen. Even when he was hanging on that cross of Calvary, He could have called 10,000 legions of angels and wiped this earth out like it never been here. But praise God, He hung on that cross of Calvary between heaven and earth and died for me and you. Bless His holy name. He said, I gave my back to those smiters. Amen. He said, I allowed them to whip me. He said, I took that beat. Why did He do that? Amen. Because of the love of God. Because He loved me and you supremely. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad He did? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I hid not my face from the shame and the spitting. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how did He do that? Because it was time to take a stand. It was time for Him to do what He needed to do. And I want to say right now and today, it's time for us to take the same kind of stand. Amen. To stand, praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how can I say, we're not Jesus. How can we go be able to stand? Praise God, we've got the same help. We've got Christ in us, that hope of glory. We got the Holy Ghost of God that'll help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we can do it the same way Jesus did. Look what the servant said. He said, for the Lord will help me. Amen. See, when we take a stand, we take a stand for what's right. When we take a stand for what's biblical. Amen. Praise God. We got to realize that the Lord will be our help. Amen. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help you just like He helped me. All my faith and confidence in the Lord. I don't have no confidence in me or man, but praise God, my confidence is in the Lord. Amen. The servant's confidence was in the Lord God. He said, therefore shall I not be confounded. Amen. Therefore have I set my faith. He said, you know what? He said, there's some confidence in this servant. Amen. Why? Because it's time to take a stand. And we ought to stand with the confidence of God. Amen. We ought to stand with the confidence of God. He said, I'll not be confounded. He said, I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to be sidetracked. But He said, I'm going to stand with confidence. He said, I've set my face like a flint. Amen. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. He said, I've set my face like a flint. He said, I'm not going to be dissuaded. I'm not going to turn this way or that way. Praise God, I'm just going to stay with God. Amen. He said, just like an arrow. That's what they make arrows. The Indians used to make arrows out of was flint. Amen. And they'd take that flint and that thing, it was lightweight, but boy, it'd fly true. And they could sharpen that thing up good. But praise God, when they put that in that bowl, they could pull it back. And I tell you what, if the Indians would have had carbine rifles, they wouldn't have been no settlers. Amen? This would have still been Indians. Amen. Praise the Lord. If they had had carbine rifles, they'd have never been the United States of America. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said he set his face like a flint. He wasn't dissuaded. He wasn't discouraged. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said the only way is God's way. And he set his mind to it with confidence. You say, well, preacher, how could? Because it was time to stand. Amen. And he says this in verse 8. He said, he is near that justifieth me. He said, you know what? He said, it's God Almighty that's justified. It's God Almighty that set me aside. It's God Almighty, praise God, that set me free. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one that's done it. He said, it wasn't me. Said, he's near that justified. He said, he's right there. He said, everywhere I go, he's there with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, he is near that justified me. Who will contend with me? Now, I like his part here. He said, who will contend with? He said, so now he said, the justifier is right there. He said, the servant is saying that God is right there with me. No matter what I go through, he's going to be right there with me. He's the justifier. Just as if, hey, praise God, I've always been perfect in his eye. Amen. So he said, who will contend with me? Amen. Now you can just see this as in a court of law. Amen. And they bring their case before a righteous judge. And he said, who will contend with me? He said, let us stand together. So we see this legal contest, and he says, okay. He said, if you can contend with me, come on, take your stand, place here beside me. Amen. He said, we'll bring it before the great judge, and we'll let him determine the end result. Amen. See, that's what God does today, praise God. He determines the end result because he is our God. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He said, let us stand together. He said, who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. He said, who can bring a case against me? Who can bring, Brother X, a violent accusation against me and you? The stinking devil's the only one. But praise God, if we're covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hey, then he's coming against an innocent man. Amen. We've done been acquitted of all that sinfulness. Been covered by the blood. He says, praise God. He said, if you want to contend a minute, if you want to contend against me, praise God, you're contending against my Father. He said, bring it on. Amen. He said, I tell you what, he said, you ain't going to win. Because the one that's on my side, praise God, he's drawn near to me. Like I said this morning, glory to God, he's put me in his bubble. And praise God, I'm his. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who can contend with me? He said, just bring it on. So let us stand together. He said, let's stand together here and see who comes out the best. Amen. That's what we ought to do to the devil every now and then. When the devil comes up in our face and tries to throw stuff, and he's bad to try to bring up our past. Amen. When the devil tries to bring up past, we ought to just say, well, devil, just take a place right here beside me, and let's just let God settle this. Amen. Praise God, I've been covered by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, devil, I'm pleading the blood. Amen. What are you going to do? Amen. Praise God. Hey, he has no defense. He's defenseless. You say the prince of power of this present world, the devil is defenseless? Absolutely defenseless. Amen. He stands guilty and condemned. Guilty as charged. Amen. Praise God. He can come and condemn. Hey, he's the greatest power that can come against us, and he loses. Praise God. Amen. I like to tell the devil he's a loser. Amen. I like it. Every time I think about the devil and him trying to tempt you, praise God, and get you to do things you're doing, praise God, I think, devil, you're just a loser. Amen. Bless the holy, holy name of God. Amen. He says, I'm innocent. Amen. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. He said, let him bring it on. Let him bring the case. But he said, God, the good God of glory, that one that's near, praise God, he's going to be the last one to rule on it. Amen. And I believe I'll be ahead. He goes on and says, behold, here he says it again, the Lord will help me. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, God said he would. He said, you just not them, Brian. He said, God said, I'll help you. Twice here, God says, I'll help you. So if we're waiting to take a stand into where we're stronger, where we have the help we need, we don't need to wait no longer because God said, I will help you. Amen. He said, I will help you. He said, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Now ask this question, who can condemn me? It's the Lord, they all shall wax old as a garment, and them all shall eat them up. Amen. He said, those that's trying to condemn me, those that's trying to beat me and put me down, he said, I'm just going to stay with God. But he said, they're going to rolled up like an old rotting garment, praise God, and they're just going to go away, just like that's moth-eaten. Amen. He said, it won't stand. He said, so I'm just going to take a stand, praise God, and just trust God. Amen. Praise the Lord, because I know what he can do. He said, all the adversaries will just go away if we'll just stay steadfast in the Lord. He goes on in verse 10. Now this is where we really need to see where the rubber meets the road. He said, who is among you that feareth the Lord? Amen. So he asked the question of the servant here. He says, you know what? He said, I've told you all this. But he said, and he looks out across the audience and he says, who here among you, how many of you fear God? How many of you have a reverent fear of God because he is God? Amen. Because he has the power to rise up and have his power to take down. How many people fear God? Amen. That's the question we got to ask ourselves. How many of us fear God? Is there really a reverent fear of God in America anymore? I don't know about you, I fear God. I fear that what he can do, what he can allow to happen to me, I fear God because he's God. And I respect him. That's what a reverent fear of God is. That's a respect for God. What's wrong with America today is nobody has a respect for God. And I believe it's because all this evolution stuff, people think we come from some kind of amoeba or something somewhere in some swamp, and we grow up and became monkeys. Evolved out of being monkey to a man. You know, scientists is trying to figure out where our tail was. Huh? What happened to our tail? I'm serious, they're trying to figure out. The scientists are trying to figure out what happened to humans' tails. How we evolved out and we lost our tail. We were monkeys, we lost our tails. You know, we stood up instead of going around on all fours. We evolved into what we are today. My question is, okay, if you believe all that nonsense, why did we quit evolving? Why would we evolve for millions of years, Brother David, and get to a point where we don't evolve no more? Well, they come up with the answer. They said, Brother Rex, your DNA stays the same forever. From the day you're born, you grow, but your DNA is the same. It makes you into that person that you're always going to be. And it doesn't change. So therefore, praise God, we are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. God established, God made us, he created, and he put us here, praise God, that we can worship and trust him. Amen. He said, who among you that feareth the Lord or obeyeth the voice of his servant? Amen. He said, if you fear the Lord, you'll obey the voice of his servant. Amen. If we fear God, we'll obey the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll listen to him. Amen. We'll respect him. We'll reverence him. Praise the Lord. But he said, that walketh in darkness. Now watch this. This is present tense right here, by the way. That walketh in darkness and hath no light. Amen. So he said, this is present tense. He said, why do you want to stumble around in the dark when God turned the light on for you? He said, it don't make no sense. The servant said, he's shining a light, praise God, if you'll just recognize the light. Amen? Praise God. He said, let him, amen, the one that's walking darkness and he's light, let him just trust in the name of the Lord. Now watch this, here's our text. And stay upon his God. Amen? He said, what he needs to do is just forget about dark. He said, just trust the Lord, amen. Just trust, just like he said this morning, trust in the Lord God of glory and stay upon the Lord. In other words, take a stand for God. Amen. It's time, he said, it's time to take a stand for the Lord. Amen. Because he is that light that shines for every man, woman, boy, and girl in the day that we live. He is that marvelous light that shines, praise God. And besides him, there is no other. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he goes on, he said, we need to take a stand for God. Amen. We need to fear God and obey the servant. Take a stand for God. Because he says, why do we do it? He said, because if you try to do it within yourself, watch what he says. He said, behold, all ye that kindle a fire. Now, I believe we ain't careful. That's what we try to do. We try to kindle a fire. You know, a fire of our own making. Amen. We even try to do that at the house of God if we ain't careful. We'll try to kindle a fire, you know, and stir up something by ourselves. Amen. Without the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, but all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks. Amen. He says it's kind of just like one of them little old fizzler things. Amen. A lot of fizz, but no bang for your buck. Amen. When we try to kindle it ourselves. Praise the Lord. He said, walk in the light of your fire. He said, okay, said you've kindled your fire. You've got a sparkler lit. He said, now just try to get around with it. Amen. Just try to use that for your light to illuminate your way. Amen. He said, in the sparks that ye have kindled. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, if you won't try to keep doing it by yourself, he said, you can. But he said, it's a whole lot better just to take a stand with God because he'll be present with you, praise God, and he'll help you along the way when we just take a stand with him. He said, stay ye in the Lord because he said, he's present. He's there. He said, he will help you just like he helped me. Amen. God, the Lord, he is that ever-present help. God's ever-present. Amen. He neither slumbers or sleeps. You can get a hold of his light. Hey, the phone line's never busy. No matter how many thousands of his little youngins is a calling upon him, praise God, you can call upon the Lord from your heart and he'll hear you every time. Never puts you on hold, never has an operator pick up the call. Amen. God will hear and answer your prayer. Praise the Lord. And he'll do it. Praise God. But what are you saying, Patrick? I'm saying if there's ever been a time to take a stand, it's a time to stand now. Amen. Stand for what's right in these last days. They're trying to push stuff down our throat. They're trying to deceive us on every hand. But praise God, if we just stand with God, amen. They try to deceive our Lord. You know, those old Pharisees and scribes, they come along all the time. And they'd ask him, you know, these stupid questions. And he basically told him, said, well, why tempt you thou me? Amen. He said, you can't tempt me with that. I know what truth is. Why? Because he is true. That's why he'd say, behold the Lord, he's our help. And the same one today is still crying out to me and you. And he said, behold, I am your help. Praise God. He said, now it's just time for us to take a stand. Amen. In the last days which we live. It's time to take a stand. He said, he'll be that. The one that justifies is the one that'll be there near us and with us. Praise God, through the duration of this thing, that'll bring us on into the house, praise God, and present us to himself when it's all said and done. Amen. But we have to take a stand, praise God, for something. We have to take, and that something is God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to take a stand for him, praise God, in these last days which we live. Amen. Where do we stand? I asked that question. Where do we stand? Amen. And are we willing to take a stand for him tonight? Are you willing to take a stand for God? Because it's going to be, hey listen, in the days ahead, we're going to have to know whose side we're on. And we have to know, praise God, the servant said, you know what? He said, I went through all this stuff, but praise God, I know who was near me all the time. Amen. If we take a stand for God tonight, youngins, praise God, we'll know who's there with us every step of the way till we get to the end of the way. If we only take a stand for the Lord God this evening. Amen. Praise God.